This week's Video Ask Vic kind of question comes from Dave from Lake Zurich, Illinois. Mike Singletary was too short and fell to the second round. Now he's in the Hall of Fame. If one can play, height has little relevance. Dave, I absolutely agree with you. In fact, I'm beginning to think that other than for the passing game, where Calvin Johnson has signaled an explosion in tall receivers and a corresponding need for taller defenders, football seems to be favoring short people. I didn't say small, I said short. Like me. The 2011 NFL rushing champion, Maurice Jones-Drew, is 5'7". Darren Sproles, Russell Wilson, Johnny Manziel. Even at wide receiver, Wes Welker is a mere 5'9", and he's caught more than 100 passes in five of the last seven seasons. Mike Daniels is 6'2", 291, and he was second on the Packers in sacks this past season. Geno Atkins might be the best defensive tackle in the game, and he's just 6'1", 286, and he had 12.5 sacks in 2012. Elvis Dumervil and James Harrison are each 6', maybe. And Dumervil had 17 sacks in 2009, and Harrison was Defensive Player of the Year in 2008. Yet, coaches keep talking about length. They love length. Why? Because bigger is better than smaller. Okay, I get it, but I think it's just as important to understand that as much as the league is trying to turn football into basketball, it's still football at a lot of positions, and you don't have to be tall to play them. Strong, fast, tough, and motivated are the main ingredients for success at a lot of positions, and when you find that kind of player, I say pick 'em. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman.